Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Calvary United Methodist Church. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant tonight. And ready or not, guess what? It's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. It is wonderful to see you all here. I'm so glad that you have come out to worship on this night of nights, this very special night in the Christian year to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. It only comes once a year, and it's a pretty big deal, so I sure am glad that you're here with me tonight. We're going to start off this evening by singing O Come, All Ye Faithful. You're going to find all these songs are from the hymnal tonight, and they're all Christmas carols. Let's stand and sing O Come, All Ye Faithful. Verses 1 and 2. Bob and Faith Porfield are going to come and lead lighting of the Christ candle on the Advent wreath, and we respond in the bulletin. You'll see our responses as a congregation are bold italics.
The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light.
We who have lived in darkness have seen light of the Lord.
This night the light arrives.
This night the light shines bright.
The light of peace has come.
The light of hope has come.
The light of joy has come.
The light of love has come.
For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Will the children come forward for our time at the altar? Hi, how's everybody doing tonight? Everybody's probably real excited and waiting for tomorrow to come. What happened tomorrow? We open presents. It's going to be Christmas Day. What happened on Christmas Day? Does anybody remember? Jesus, was that what you were going to say? Jesus was born. That's right. And remember we looked at our manger scene up here. And let's go over here for a second. Follow me up here and let's take a look at this. We're going to see what's up here. Now, who do you think this is right here?
Mary.
Who is this? That's Joseph, the father. These three are the wise men right here. And this holding a sheep, who do you think that is, right? A shepherd here with a crook, a staff. What do you? Another shepherd. Yeah. And then we have animals. And who's this? And what is the angel doing there? What is the angel doing there, do you think? It looks like a train. And what is this right here? Where's baby Jesus? Where is he, do you think?
In the cabinet.
They've been looking. They've been cheating. They know where baby Jesus is. Well, guess what? I have baby Jesus right here. Right here. And the angel was there to tell everybody who this baby was and how much God loves each one of us. And that's one of the most important things I want you to remember about Christmas. as that you are loved by God. We've been talking about the things we can do and the ways we give to Jesus on his birthday, for his birthday. But tonight, we're just going to think about baby Jesus and how much love that it took for God to send a little baby into the world because he loved us so very much. Let's have a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, this is a special night, and we especially want to remember how much you love us. It is just something else to sort of wrap ourselves in your arms and feel your love surround us. Help us our whole lives to feel your presence with us. Help us in every situation that we come to know that you love us and that your love is always there for us, that we may never, ever forget who you are and what you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, thank you, boys and girls. Bye. To God's people in exile in a faraway land, the prophet Isaiah announces good news. God is coming back and bringing the exiles home. Reading from Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 8. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her, that she has served term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert the highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers. The flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
If you'd stay seated and turn in your hymnals to page 196, we'll sing, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Prophet Jeremiah offers hope for a righteous branch, a just king who is yet to come. Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In the days of Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. and this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
Please stay seated and turn to page 211. We'll sing verses 1 through 4.
Bow your heads with me as we pray together. O God of surprises and good news, we give thanks for Jesus and all that he means to us. Thank you, O God, for choosing to work through the outcast and vulnerable, and for showing up as a shining star in the midst of long, dark nights. Open our hearts to the Christ child once more, that he might be born anew in us, bringing your hope, peace, joy, and love, and the courage to imagine and create with you a world that reflects your dreams and purposes for all creation. In the name of our Savior, our wonderful counselor, Jesus, we pray. And using his words, we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now I would like to ask the ushers to come forward for our Christmas offering. You've noticed that I put a little insert into your bulletins to talk about Imagine-O-Malaria, which is the United Methodist Church's emphasis to put an end to malaria in our lifetime. And we have committed as a congregation to be a part of that. And so if you feel tonight that you would like to make a special gift for Imagine No Malaria, we would ask that you do that by marking your check or your envelope with the word malaria on it. Actually, the word imagine would be much better than the word malaria. Let's bow our heads as we pray. Gracious and loving God, you have come to us in the most precious gift ever, the gift of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We remember that he came into the world as a small and vulnerable baby, helpless just like we have been helpless. And he has known all of our situations in life, our grief, our happiness, our sorrow. Jesus knows them all. And we rejoice tonight in knowing that his love is there for us, that we might be forever in his care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The prophet announces the birth of a king to a people in darkness. Isaiah 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
If you'd stay seated and turn to page 217 in your hymnal, we'll sing Away in a Manger. Mm-hmm.
The king is coming and will usher in a reign of justice for the poor and peace for all God's creation. Isaiah 11, 1 through 4, 6 and 9. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together and a little child shall lead them. They will not hurt or destroy. And on my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Please turn to page 218 in your hymnal. We're going to sing verse 1 and 4. Please stay seated. Turn to page 230. We'll sing verses 1, 3, and 4. Thank you.
The angel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary that she will give birth to God's promised Son, whose kingdom shall never end. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
It was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas moon. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do, and in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old, he was dirty from head to toe. When it came his time to pay, what I heard him say, "I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy said there's not much time, since she's been sick for quite a while. I know these shoes would make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight." He counted pennies for what seemed like years, and the cashier said, "Son, there's not enough here." He searched his pockets frantically, then he turned and looked at me. He said, "Mama made Christmas good in our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've got to buy her these Christmas shoes." So I laid money down, I just had to help him out. I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, "Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy said there's not much time, since she's been sick for quite a while. I know these shoes would make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight." I knew I'd caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had said,
Christmas is all about. Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy said there's not much time. So she's been sick for quite a while. I know these shoes would make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Against a backdrop of emperors and taxes, Jesus is born. In Luke 2, 1 through 7, in those days a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house of the family of David. He went there to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for him at the inn.
Please stay seated and turn to page 245. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4. If you turn to page 238, we'll sing Angels We Have Heard on High.
The shepherds go to see the Savior of the world lying in a manger. From Luke 2, 8 through 16. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Please turn to page 229. We'll sing "Infant Lowly, Infant Holy." Please turn to page 240. We'll sing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Thank you.
The wise men follow a star to find the child Jesus, the King of the Jews. Matthew 2, 1 through 11. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born of the Jews? For we observed his star as it's rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went to the star, and they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Please turn to page 254. We'll sing "We Three Kings." Thank you.
John unfolds the great mystery of the incarnation from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Now please stand and turn to page 219 and we'll sing, What Child Is This?
Remain standing as we join in the unison prayer, which is printed in your bulletin on the bottom of the right inside page. Continue it over to the last page. Let us pray together. Send, O God, into the darkness of this troubled world the light of your Son. Let the star of your hope touch the minds of all people with the bright beams of mercy and truth, and so direct our steps that we may ever walk in the way revealed to us, as the shepherd of Bethlehem walked with joy to the manger where he dwelled, who now reigns in our hearts, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Remain standing. We're going to join in a minute in singing Silent Night, but I want to give you a couple of instructions with the candles. A lighted candle always remains upright. It stays up like this. If you want your candle, you need to turn it sideways to a lit candle. Don't turn a lighted candle. That gets wax all over the place and is more dangerous that way. And I would like to ask the ushers if they could dim lights. Okay, that's good. We'll have more light in just a moment when we shine the light of Christ, which spreads from person to person. And if the ushers could please come forward with their candles. Would the ushers please come? Start from the back. Robin and I will start in the front. Okay? Let's start singing.
Sing the first verse so we don't light any hymnals on fire.
Not to light any bulletins, will you join with me in our dismissal, after which we will blow out our candles. May the Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Go forth in peace and joy. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Amen. Merry Christmas.